With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United Nations is preparing to blacklist both Israel and terror group Hamas. On Friday, the UN announced Israel will be added to a global list of offenders. Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad will also be moved to the same list. Israel was outraged by that. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on social media, quote, "The UN put itself on the blacklist of history today," end quote. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel's facing a war with many battlefronts.
Nobody knows there's actually a war going on there already. Has been going on since October 7th when Hezbollah joined the fight against Israel with Hamas, where Hezbollah has fired thousands of rockets at northern Israel.
He says the entire northern part of the country is now uninhabited. He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, Hunter Biden may take the stand in his federal firearms trial in Delaware. After the jury was sent home Friday, his lawyer said they're undecided if he will testify, and they have till Monday to make a decision. Hunter Biden's daughter testified Friday, and the defense did not appear to be very pleased with the outcome. Political writer Ben Domenech has weighed in on President Trump's list of likely running mates, including New York Representative Elise Stefanik.
You know, a great, hardworking Republican member. She's a good fundraiser. She's got a lot of attributes to her. But again, I think that she's just a little too green for this moment. You might like the idea of the contrast with her and Kamala if they were debating, but that's one day.
Domenech says Ohio Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio is a possibility.
Probably the most openly ambitious guy on this list. And so I think if you pick him, you almost run the danger of him sort of seeming like he's running for president as soon as he joins in, which is, I think, the one risk with
him.
This
is SRN News. One of America's favorite pastors has plans for July, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Greg Laurie says he'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California for another one-night Harvest Crusade. The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship will preach the gospel on July 20th at a gathering that will also feature Christian recording artists such as Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham. Laurie says his goal is to, quote, give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota voters will decide again on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monet Johnson's office has validated the measure for the November general election ballot. It will be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on that question. In 2020, they passed a measure that was later struck down in court for containing multiple issues. In 2022, they defeated a single subject proposal to legalize the marijuana. This is SRN News. Official statistics say that China's exports for May grew at their fastest pace in more than a year, despite trade tensions. Though imports fell short of analysts' expectations.
The data show exports jumped 7.6% in May from the same time last year to $302.35 billion. China's imports rose by 1.8% to $219.73 billion, missing estimates of about 4% growth. In comparison, exports grew by 1.5% in April compared to the same period last year, while April imports rose by 8.4%.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the strong exports caused China's trade surplus to widen to $82.6 billion, up from April's $72.3 billion. The growth in exports comes as China faces escalated trade tensions with the U.S. and Europe. More details at srnnews.com.